The US Open on In Play Radio.
Hi there, welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to the two finals in the US Open, the women's and the men's. We've got Serena Williams against Victoria Azarenka and Rafael Nadal against Novak Djokovic. Two absolutely fascinating encounters to look forward to. I'm going to look at them both today. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined on the line by Sky Sports commentator Nick Lester to preview the action. Morning, Nick.
How you doing, Alex?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Very good. Looking forward to what should be great finals, really.
There really should be. The semi-finals, particularly in the men's yesterday, the Wawrinka-Djokovic game was just scintillating at times, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And it's ironic, isn't it, how it played out in a very similar manner to the one that they played in Australia in January, where, you know, Wawrinka, to be honest, for very large chunks of the match, was the better player. And it was Djokovic that was hanging on and having to defend and just having to stay tough, really, whereas Wawrinka had the firepower and the artillery to just put holes in the guy. And, you know, you got to feel a little bit for Wawrinka. I thought, there's no doubt for me, as Djokovic himself, that he was the better player. And he deserved probably to win, but... You know, Novak Djokovic on a hard court is granite, as we've seen many times before, and a man who just, over five sets, is just so tough, and he just mentally finds a way just to grind you down, and that's what he did eventually to Wawrinka yesterday. You could see as the fifth set went on, you know, sort of just slowly and surely Wawrinka was just beginning to tire a little bit, and Djokovic doesn't do that. He just is so tough up top, and he knows how to win and got the job done eventually.
Mm. So would you agree that Wawrinka was almost sort of out-battled rather than outplayed?
Yeah, as so many players have been against Djokovic. I think you're right. And I think that's definitely, you know, from a positive standpoint for Wawrinka, he's going to take so many pluses from this tournament. And this year, really, you know, you look back at the wins he's had, he's been Ferrer on clay, he's made the final in Madrid of a Masters 1000, that run he had in Australia. He's had a really, really good year, and he's got a great chance of being part of the top eight players for the World Tour Finals in London, which, you know, should be his goal for the autumn. And I hope he makes it, and I'm pleased to see him finally stepping up, because he's got a heck of a game, and he's got a game that can hurt any player in the world. And now, with a good coach behind him, it seems as though he's mentally much stronger, which is a huge part of this game, as we always say. And, you know, top 10 now guaranteed for a while, and hopefully top 8, as I say.
Oh, you can't surely take five sets off Djokovic and Murray and you know, not be in the top 8, supposedly. He was certainly, not maybe not unfortunate, but he has had a great tournament, and it's a shame to see him bow out. But the tournament as a whole has been really interesting this year, hasn't it, Nick?
I think it's been good. I mean, there's been lots of long matches, lots of five-setters. I think, as always, is the way the US Open in the first week, the night matches tend to be a bit of a disappointment, and that's something I do think the tournament have to look at. I mean, it's their marquee matchups at night. That's what they do on Arthur Ashe. You know, they put the big names on, but obviously the big names tend to cruise in the first week. So the night matches, with the exception of Del Potro and Hewitt, have been a little bit disappointing, but... You know, it has been a really good tournament. The US Open's a great event. I mean, as I said to Dave earlier in the week, if you get a chance to go, I really would, you know, urge tennis fans to get out there, because it's a unique experience. It's a unique atmosphere. It's alive. It's buzzing. You know, it's very much, it's an extension of the city, if you like. And there's been some great tennis. And some, the Americans always play well in the first week, and then they tend to drop off in the second week. And we've got, you know, the one and two players on the planet in both the men's and women's, so it's a perfect finish.
Mm. Obviously, you were there last week. How does it differ from other Grand Slam tournaments?
I just it's very different. I mean, you compare it, it's everything that Wimbledon isn't. And you know, that's not to say Wimbledon's not great, because it is, of course, but their differences are stark. I mean, in terms of the atmosphere. You know, it plugs in for me to what American sport does well. American sport's all about the entertainment value, and that is exactly what the US Open is. The result, if you like, is almost an aside. It's almost about being entertained and, you know, keeping the fans happy, and, you know, everything that goes around. It's not only about the tennis, it's about what happens at the change of ends and the music and everything else. And it's great. And the Americans, you know, the energy that the Americans bring to the tournament is you know, very much something that you can feel when you're there. And yeah, it definitely, I think, is of the four Grand Slams for me, the one where you, from a player perspective, I think you need more focus and more concentration than perhaps you do anywhere else, because there are so many distractions going on around you.
Okay, then. You touched there on the fact that we've got the first and second seeds in both finals playing each other. A pretty rare occurrence, in truth, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, it is. Although probably in this era, it's probably more likely to happen than it is at any other time, given the fact that obviously, you know, you're looking at the dominance on the men's side, and now with Serena Williams, obviously having her, she's focused down the last couple of years. She's obviously made a lot of finals of slams when you think back to this year. She's had a great year. So, yeah, it is. But again, I think on the men's side, you know, we've let's be honest about it, we've probably got the final, both finals. We expected the two best players on the men's side going into this tournament were Nadal and Djokovic in the last 6 weeks. And then on the women's side, it's exactly the same. And obviously with Maria Sharapova being out of the women's game with injury, that left a pretty big gulf, really. Lina was disappointing in the semi-final, but I think Azarenka has been the only woman really over the course of the last year to consistently challenge Serena Williams. And obviously Nadal's comeback has been phenomenal.
Indeed. OK, then. We will look at the women's final first. Take place on Sunday afternoon, English time. We've got Serena Williams in at 1-4, Victoria Azarenka 16-5. Serena Williams has not dropped a set in this tournament and has won three of her last sets to Love. Azarenka, though, has been pretty impressive, if we're being truthful, and more importantly, has won two of the three meetings between these two this year, both in Doha and Cincinnati, coming good. How do you see this one going, Nick?
Well, I mean, listen, I think the first thing I would say is if there's one player at the moment on the women's side who can withstand the Serena Williams game, it is Victoria Azarenka, and can stand up to the Serena Williams game as well and match it. It's Azarenka. Sharapova hasn't proved that. She, very much the opposite, in fact, as have the rest of the field. So Azarenka is the only woman that also I think Serena Williams slightly fears. I won't forget the interview Serena Williams did in Cincinnati, and she was asked who her biggest rivals will be going into the US Open, and without really hesitancy, she said Azarenka. So that just shows you that she knows that Azarenka can trouble her, and I don't think she's played anyone so far in this tournament, Serena Williams, where she's felt that going in. I was disappointed with Lina's performance. I didn't think she played well. You know, I thought she had chances. Obviously, at 2-1, she was serving at 40-love. That could have changed the second set around, but it wasn't to be for her. Azarenka hasn't played for me particularly well this tournament, which is a slight concern. I mean, she obviously came through in three sets against Korne and Ivanovic. I thought her semi-final, she didn't serve well in her semi-final with Panetta. I thought she was scratchy. She missed opportunities, but she found a way to win. I don't think you can say that of Serena Williams this tournament. I think she's just had her foot on the accelerator the whole way through. And that, you know, that for me could be the difference. The two losses that she's had this year, I mean, the head-to-head, they've played 15 times, and Serena's 12-3. Now, two of those losses have come this year on hard courts. But I think for me right now, the two players, Serena Williams, looks on a mission here. And again, I think the Wimbledon result obviously hurt. And as I've said many times, you know, in 2013, this is a very different Serena Williams to what it was in, say, 2008, 2009, when she was making finals of slams at will. This is a Serena Williams who knows and values each and every match that she plays. And I think that is so significant for me. I just think she's going to get the better of Azarenka here. I think if Azarenka doesn't serve well again, Serena Williams, the way she was returning serve against Lina at the deep end of that second set was amazing. I mean, she was ripping winners off the serve, and that's frightening because she's serving so well anyway. She's only lost once all tournament, I think, or twice. She's serving well, so she's holding serve and she's breaking serve, and that spells trouble for me for Azarenka. And you know, they played here last year in the final. Azarenka came within 2 points of winning, but I don't think she's going to do the same this year. I think Serena is probably going to do the job in two close sets, I would say.
OK, then. So Serena Williams to win in straight sets is 4-6. And, yeah, it looks like it will be pretty tough for Azarenka. But as you said, if anyone's going to give Serena a game, it will be her, won't it?
Yeah, I think you've probably got to stick with Serena overall. I think just, you know, if you mark the last six matches they've played, I mean, look, Azarenka's, if you look at her numbers, her statistics, she's actually had more unforced errors than she has had winners in the six matches to date in this tournament. So that's a slight concern. She'll need to tidy that up. And then, of course, if she does tidy it up and doesn't be aggressive, she's going to pay a price. It's difficult. I just think Serena Williams for me is a winner, and I think I don't see Azarenka getting a set here. I really don't. I think it's two for me, Serena in two, and I think, you know, her goal, if you like, or her achievements, if she wins, I think it's 17 majors and singles, which ties her with Federer, obviously, and they're a very similar age. And you know, she's starting to go down as one of the best players in history, and I think she knows that.
Definitely. Okay, then. That is the women's final done. We will now look at the men's final. Novak Djokovic against Rafael Nadal. Another encounter that should just be absolutely brilliant to watch. I'm looking at the head-to-head record here. This will be the 37th meeting between the two. Nadal leads 21-15 on the head-to-head so far. He got the better of Richard Gasquet last night. Novak Djokovic, of course, battling through against Stan Wawrinka. It really will be just such a great game to watch, Nick. But which way do you see it going?
Well, I mean, it's interesting you talk about the head-to-head, because what the rivalry now means that in modern tennis, there's never been two players who have met so often. You know, you sit, and that's incredible. You think back to sort of McEnroe, Lendl, Becker against Edberg, those sorts of players, Sampras, Agassi. But this meeting marks more than any other rivalry in the game, and they're still in their mid-20s. So, you know, that gives you a real sort of feeling of just how dominant these two players have been. Yes, of course, Murray and Federer have been very much part of it, and it does swing, it seems to me, between sort of seasons. But, you know, these two are at the moment the flag bearers, I think, consistently across the year in the sport. And it's tough. I mean, Rafa's obviously unbeaten on hard courts. I mean, I think, as I said earlier on, I think, you know, the loss at Wimbledon that Rafa had, it's been in some ways a real blessing in disguise, because the clay court season was really where he likes to accelerate. This is where he likes to play his best tennis. He did that. Obviously, he beat Djokovic at the French Open in the semi-final there. That could have gone either way. That hurt Djokovic. That was the one, again, that's missing from his CV, and Rafa denied him. But I think he's come back so strongly, Nadal, on the hard courts. And there's two factors for me. One is obviously the serve. He's serving very, very well. He's serving consistently well, is Nadal. And this is something he did when he won the US Open a few years ago. He was serving with a little bit more power then, but now he's serving much more consistently. And he's putting a lot of first serves in. And what that means is, because he's got a lot of spin on his first serve, players aren't able to return it with any sort of purpose and interest. And therefore, once he gets on top in a rally, if he gets his forehand into play in the rally, he's dominating players. And that is exactly what he's done on the hard courts this last sort of 4 or 5 weeks. You know, winning in Montreal, winning in Cincinnati, he did the back-to-back there. He looked so strong when I was in Cincinnati, again, just being so aggressive off the forehand, dominating opponents. He, for me, is the better player right now of the two, I think. Djokovic is going to have to step up, and I think that is going to be the question mark as to whether he can. Did look a little bit tired again yesterday, and again, we saw this at Wimbledon, didn't we, with the big semi-final he had. He had nothing left for the final against Murray. I think Rafa, for me, is the man I'm sticking with. I think he's the man I thought would win at the start of the tournament. He looked very, very strong. He looks to me, you know, I say unstoppable. It feels that way to me. I think this could be four sets. I don't expect this to be a straight sets victory. I think there's more to this than meets the eye, and I do think Rafa will probably come through eventually in four or five sets.
Okay, we've got Djokovic at 11-8, Nadal at 8-13. If you want Nadal to win 3-1, we're looking at about 11-4. So that's decent value, really, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be very, very surprised if this is straight sets. I mean, Rafa, I say that, Rafa is playing, for me, probably the best tennis he's ever played, so that obviously is in his favour. Djokovic, he's going to have to defend a lot. We know how well he defends, he's going to have to defend a lot. In previous times against Rafa, he's come out very aggressive, to be fair. You know, if you look back at there, when he began to turn this rivalry around on clay courts, one of the key patterns of play was he was able to take his backhand into the Nadal forehand strongly and then attack from there. But again, as I say, one of the, you know, Rafa's made the adjustments to this rivalry and his game. He's made the adjustments. He's the one that stood up. If you look where Rafa plays his tennis from, he's now playing from up on the baseline. You know, he's hitting a lot of ground strokes up right inside the court. And that is a tough place for guys to defend because he hits with so much spin and so much work on the ball. Guys aren't able to get on the front foot. And Djokovic, you know, he's obviously brought a new coach on for the US Open, which is interesting. He's still got his same team, but he's added a new coach, which is something he's obviously trying to look to make improvements. I think the Wimbledon result obviously stung. I think he thought he would beat Murray in the final and didn't. But as I say, I'm not going to go away from Rafa. I think everything I've seen from him on hard courts this year has just been outstanding. He's 21-0 on hard courts, and I think he'll, you know, he wants this US Open big time. Number one in the world, he's not far away from him again now. And just look at the course of his year. You take away Wimbledon, he has been the player of 2013, and I expect him to continue in that vein.
An unbelievable record on hard courts this season. And also worth noting that Richard Gasquet is the only player in the tournament so far to actually break him. I think Djokovic will struggle. And as you mentioned there, Djokovic, who at Wimbledon had a tough semi and then struggled in the final, it may have been down to fatigue, it may have been because Andy Murray was just very much on form that day. But do you think that'll have a huge effect, a huge bearing on this, or do you think it will in the end come down to the talent between Nadal and Djokovic?
Well, I'm always slightly wary of saying that with Djokovic because we've seen so many times. I mean, if you think back to the Australia a couple of years ago when he obviously played a semi-final against Murray in 5 hours, everyone thought he was done. And then he came back and played a 6-hour final against Rafa. So, you know, you've got to understand this guy's got a pretty iron heart and an iron will. So I'm not sure that is as much of a factor for me as is the fact that Nadal is simply playing a better brand of tennis right now. And, you know, he's just so confident. And as I say, you know, go back through the results of the year. Nadal has been the best player of the year by a mile, really. And I think Novak has been good, but I don't think he's quite, you know, I think this fact, as you look at his game, I don't think he's hit his forehand quite as well this year or with such aggression as he did perhaps when he was playing his best tennis a couple of years ago. And I think he's still searching. I mean, it's to be fair, it's a big match for Djokovic because if he does win here, you know, that could well really put him on a run for the rest of the year. And you look back at 2012, if you dial the clock back a year ago when Murray beat him in the final, he had a really good reaction to Djokovic. He played a really good swing in Asia and winning, of course, at the World Tour Finals in London for the first time. So, you know, we'll see. But I just think overall, I think Rafa is going to be able to dominate him. And I think he's just too strong right now. And I think it will be four sets. I think Rafa will take the title and win a second US Open.
OK, then. Rafa Nadal to win the US Open. 3-1 in the final against Novak Djokovic is 11-4. That's brilliant, Nick. If you could just sum up then the two finals, just one after the other, and how you think they'll go.
Yep, I think Serena Williams, for me, I think will get the job done against Azarenka. I think the two losses she had on hard courts to her have definitely provided a bit of extra fuel. I think she's playing better tennis right now. I think Azarenka's going to have to really play lights out to beat Serena, who has just looked so, not just good with her tennis, but so focused. So for me, I think Serena in two, and I think Rafa and Djokovic is obviously going to have a bit of legs in it. I'd be surprised if it was straight sets. But I think Rafa's unbeaten run on hard courts will come to a real peak here in New York, and I think he'll beat Djokovic in four.
Great stuff. Okay, then, enjoy the action, above all. It has been a great tournament so far. Let's hope that the two finals live up to their billing. Thank you very much for your time, Nick, and we'll talk soon.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.